We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Guys, with the 79th pick, the Indianapolis Colts select Matt Goncalves, the tackle out of Pittsburgh. The Colts actually traded up 3 picks to get Matt here at this spot. 6'6", 327 pounds, definitely a physical specimen, Cody. You and I were definitely shocked by this one when we first saw it, even with the idea that the Indianapolis Colts traded up to get this guy. Even though it was only 3 spots, you're still giving up a 5th-round pick for that option. So definitely a very interesting one because we look at, you know, there's a lot of safety still on the board. There's a lot of corners still left on the board. There's other positions of need that, you know, Indy could have gone with this selection. But instead, they chose a guy who most likely isn't going to see the field this next year, barring any injury. But I think there's a little bit more to it than meets the eye originally with this pick.
Yeah, and Goncalves is just for people to understand. So, obviously, he was a tackle in college, played left and right tackle, so he had utility there. But I know, Derek, there are a lot of people and a lot of scouts, from what we've heard, that have projected him to potentially move down to guard. So, potentially right guard competition for Will Fries. I mean, he's a massive human being, like we said, 6'6". 330. So him and Quentin Nelson, so say he is a long-term solution at right guard. You got two guys that are both 330, yeah, around there, right? Huge big, guys. Huge, massive maulers in the middle. Goncalves, I know it was definitely a shock, but Derek, I go back to what Chris Ballard said, you know, in his pre-draft presser, all about this protecting Anthony Richardson. So, but Goncalves will definitely do that. He is a guy, Derek, that when he was on the field for Pitt, he was an elite pass protector. In over 900 snaps he had in college at Pitt, he only allowed 3 pressures. That's it. That's an insane number. Absolutely crazy. And again, Derek, you can never have enough offensive line depth, especially at tackle. I mean, we saw last year with Braden Smith and even Bernard Ryman having to miss time.
Yeah.
You know, like the Colts kind of were down to some really backup guys. I mean, yeah. Blake Freeland, as much as I feel like he had some moments, still, you have a lot of questions about the depth at tackle. So, definitely not shocked by that. And I think the great thing with Goncalves is he can play both of them, which is definitely awesome. And he could potentially play 4 of the 5 offensive line positions,
yeah,
if he does swing, you know, go down to guard a little bit more. But again, another swing tackle right now that could play interior-wise. And I think just another guy that's going to protect Anthony Richardson in the long term. And so, obviously, I probably wouldn't have taken a guard this early. I mean, we were probably saying around later we would probably be more comfortable.
Yeah, maybe like 4th. Yeah.
4th round is kind of what we were thinking. But again, when you look at Goncalves as a player, I mean, obviously he had the injury last year,
yep,
which I think pushed him down, yep, to the 3rd round.
Missed
here.
9 games.
Yeah, yeah. But I know a lot of people said if he didn't get injured, he might have been a top 50 pick.
Yeah.
Right? He's got the talent. The talent's not a question, right? It's just that injury, right? And so the good thing about Goncalves, like you said, he probably won't have to see the field early on. So he can take some time, whatever that looks like. If he needs to miss any time or anything like that, or if the Colts want to just kind of ease him along, they can afford to do that. But again, just some depth that you needed in your offensive line, especially because you have some injury concerns with Braden Smith, who missed a ton of time last year.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And you don't really know your future at right tackle, you know, necessarily.
And the thing is we talked about yesterday with Latu being a different approach to how Ballard is bringing in a defensive lineman. This one's a little different too. His RAS score, albeit he didn't have a lot of chances to test much this offseason due to the injuries, but this guy, by all means, is not the athlete that typically Chris Ballard brings in at tackle depth. This guy is much less of an athlete and more of a pass protector, but again, that's a different result than what we're used to seeing. We're used to seeing the 6'8" guys, Blake Freeland and Jake Witt, guys that were slightly undersized with weight-wise, but were more athletes. Mm-hmm. They could move. They were utilized that way. But here you're taking the strict, he's less of an athlete, but he is a full-blown pass protector. And that's exactly what you want when you have an Anthony Richardson. You need to have somebody there that can be able to take over. So it was a different mindset of bringing him in, and the connection with Charlie Partridge at Pittsburgh. Now, again, Partridge wouldn't have had a lot of connections with coaching this guy, but he saw him at practice every day. Remember, Partridge was there at Pittsburgh for the last several years. He would have seen this guy play not just this last year, but several other years. So, I mean, when he's in that draft room and he's talking with, you know, Ballard, and Ballard's asking him, you know, your guys at Pittsburgh, who do you like? Who's somebody there that we could potentially take? I'm sure that name probably came up, and Partridge probably likes what he sees out of Goncalves there. It definitely is a very interesting connection there, and, you know, it's one of those guys. Maybe it was early, but Indy obviously liked him to be able to take him this early. As you said before, somebody said if it wasn't for the injury, he definitely would have been drafted sooner than that. So definitely a very interesting pick there. We'll have to just see what more information comes out on him.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, a little bit surprising, but also not when you consider Chris Ballard, how he's praised the depth in this draft. You know, and also just the fact that he talked all about protecting Anthony Richardson. I think this pick makes a lot of sense for your future. Maybe not an immediate guy that jumps in and makes an impact day one. Maybe so. You know, maybe he does beat out Will Fries for right guard. Who knows at this point? But as it stands right now, not a guy that you would say pencil in as one of the five offensive line starters. But again, you know, looking forward into it, I think he definitely projects as a guy who could start for this team and be a pretty good player, all things considered. And so, yeah, a little bit surprising. Definitely was hoping they would go a little bit more maybe in the secondary. They still haven't addressed the secondary in incapacity. So maybe that points to round four. Maybe that points to more a free agency approach post-draft. Not entirely sure, Derek, but definitely interesting nonetheless with Goncalves and this pick for Indianapolis. And we'll see kind of how this goes for the Colts in Goncalves. And obviously, you know, a massive human being, like we said, just a mammoth of a human, 6'6", 330. I mean, you can't argue with that. So, guys, let us know your overall thoughts on the Colts' third-round selection. Matt Goncalves out of Pittsburgh, the offensive lineman. Do you like this pick? Were you surprised as we were? Let us know all those things in the comments down below. But, guys, that'll do it for this one. Thank you so much. And, as always, go Colts.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.